Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm your host, Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. College life is different for today's veterans than it was in the Vietnam era. Professor Jason Scorza of Fairleigh Dickinson University says many schools are currently ill-equipped to meet the needs of vets on campus.
Today's student veterans represent a more diverse group than those of any previous generation. They include many women who have been directly involved in combat, vets with previous college experience, vets with service-related learning challenges, and vets who have performed under repeatedly extended deployments. Unlike the Vietnam War era, when veterans attending American universities could expect to encounter indifference, suspicion, or even hostility, students who have served in the ongoing conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan are more likely to be met by warmth, curiosity, and respect on campuses. However, like their predecessors, today's student veterans confront mountains of red tape and confusing and changing regulations, making the process of obtaining and applying well-earned educational benefits difficult at best. With more than 250,000 veterans already enrolled under the post-9/11 GI Bill, it is imperative for colleges and universities to be part of the solution. Ideally, every campus would have on staff a dedicated professional with recent military experience who can help with educational benefits and refer vets to other campus offices as needed. Every institution should appoint a Veterans Education Advisory Board that includes faculty, students, and representatives from critical administrative offices. Institutions also can work closely with local and state networks and through national organizations like the American Council on Education, which are dedicated to helping campuses better serve veterans. At the end of the day, everyone in higher education must take the time to understand the unique needs of veteran students. It's the best way for us to honor their service, and it's the right thing to do.
That was Fairleigh Dickinson's Jason Scorza. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.